Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
The cheapest backup running backs in the land, plus a preview of some of the other content over at UTH Dynasty. I'm Chad Parsons, solo show edition here. Wanted to go over some data points, and one of the earmarked dividing lines for running backs that I want to go over is a startup draft doing right now, where you heard yesterday Ryan Morgan, co-owner with me in this startup draft journey, and we have a dividing line where, let's do the math. We got 32 NFL teams. We got primary starters. We got primary backups. That's 64 running backs in a broad brush. So I wanted to look at running backs that are only beyond the top 64 running backs coming off the board in this startup draft, looking for some value. And we found one of them here in the running back 60s, running back 69. In fact, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, first one I want to focus on here. And I love the story of a guy with some pedigree, which could be production. That someone strikes me as like Latavius Murray, for example. Latavius Murray is one that Raiders starter, didn't really like the price tag, but you get a guy that was a long-term backup in this league. Not saying Edwards-Helaire is going to turn into Latavius Murray, but I like the story of a guy that we've seen a little bit as a starter in the NFL, and then they move into that injury away, that valuable status when the price tumbles in Dynasty. And so what that typically means is that now you can get them for a song. A lot of times there is a lot of residual, I'll call it resentment or anger there about the player. They didn't work out. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, heck, was going 101 in his rookie class there in rookie drafts. So with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, running back 69 in this one, and again, we're not saying he's challenging Isaiah Pacheco. What we are saying is he is going way too late, because he's the primary backup. There's no competition for running back two here, because they have a bunch of no-name rookies, a bunch of minimal pedigree rookies here that are trying to make the roster more so than challenge for the running back two spot. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire, with Pacheco running hard, all of a sudden a shoulder injury here, a tweak there. He's a guy that runs hard, runs like it's his last carry in the NFL. And that leads to maybe a lot of questionable tags. Is he going to play? Clyde Edwards-Helaire, for as cheap as he is, round one pedigree, strong offense here, and a guy that has been basically Dynasty left for dead. So really like him as my first nominee here. Next one I will mention, Elijah Mitchell. So we know that the 49ers love Christian McCaffrey. And again, he's going to be the starter, unquestioned. And they also keep talking up Jordan Mason, and they also drafted Isaac Grindo, who's going in the third round, fourth round of rookie drafts. But who's been the running back two so far? When healthy, it's been Elijah Mitchell. And so I think Elijah Mitchell, he needs to get some love. He needs to get some targeting here. So he may be out there in some super shallow formats. But all the names I'm going to be mentioning are guys to just keep in mind as people circle in and out of roster spots. A lot of times the backups in August, September, October is when those guys end up getting dropped for the waiver wire pickup of the week. It could be for a secondary kicker, defense. And again, just getting tired of guys that, frankly, running back twos and threes, they don't get a lot of playing time. So these are guys that are viewed as unstartable. But again, one injury, one play from the starter going down, all of a sudden they become very, startable. So Elijah Mitchell is one that obviously rostered in Dynasty pretty much globally. And again, keep an eye out to see in a startup draft situation if he's available. Super late, he will be, round 20 plus in this one. And then also, you need to see definitive proof that someone like Jordan Mason or Isaac Garrido is ahead of him. Others on the dial here, and now we're venturing beyond running back 70. We've got, and it's interesting because there's some bigger names. Someone like Alexander Mattison, who everyone's given up on. I think at a certain point, you got to be back in on it. So Alexander Mattison, everyone thinks Dylan Lobe is going to take his job. That's a relatively no-name rookie, but that number two job behind Zamir White is wide open there. Alexander Mattison would be the favorite as we go into August and September here. Also, another battle that I would look for is both backup running backs, running back 2 and 3 projected right now for the Indianapolis Colts. Trey Sermon coming out, with the report there coming out of Colts minicamp, OTAs, everything. The precursor to training camp here is Trey Sermon. It's his job to lose. He's walking in with the running back 2 job, and he has to be beaten out. Evan Hull, hopefully he's healthy. I really like the skill set. I think he offers a little more as a receiver than Trey Sermon, but both guys are available, and Jonathan Taylor has missed a decent amount of time with Anthony Richardson in there. This is going to be a powerful run game in terms of optimization, keeping that backside defender at home with Anthony Richardson really stress testing the defense and the edge. So Evan Hull and Trey Sermon, again, advantage right now, Trey Sermon. I think when you look at the long lens of Dynasty, but it's a better profile for Evan Hull. But Trey Sermon is one that may have the first chance for the job starting in week 1. So both of them available there and interesting and intriguing names. Shifting over to the Giants, we have Eric Gray. So Eric Gray is going to be considered the incumbent for the running back 2 job. I know this is not the most exciting depth chart. Devin Singletary might be one of the least inspiring, least exciting Pendleton starters for week 1 around the NFL running back water cooler. But Eric Gray is one that he didn't test all that well in terms of his 40 time, but he's been a productive player in college, especially having some receiver chops. He's big enough. And again, the depth chart pressure for Eric Gray is relatively minimal. So he's definitely one that is on my eye. And he's probably, we're not to that point, but he's probably going to be running back 85, 90 plus just to show how much minimal appeal there is for Eric Gray. Another one I would mention, Keaton Mitchell is hurt right now. He's coming back from injury. How about Justice Hill there for Baltimore? Derrick Henry's going to get a lot of run. He's a dynamo. People think, big man can't get hurt. But all of a sudden, things could get interesting if he were to go down. So Justice Hill is another one that he's shown proof of concept. When he's healthy, he's dynamic. He has some upside there. So there's a lot of possibilities for Justice Hill. Another one I would mention in Jacksonville, where we're seeing both backups, Tank Bigsby, and then my favorite of the two who goes later is D'Ernest Johnson. We saw Bigsby versus D'Ernest Johnson round 1 happen in 2023, and D'Ernest Johnson won that one. Again, everyone was expecting that round 3 rookie and a guy that was had a lot of appeal in Tank Bigsby to win that job. He did not. And what happened this offseason? D'Ernest Johnson comes back to Jacksonville, and he ends up, renewing this battle. And this is going to be one that D'Ernest Johnson, I would expect him to win it because he won it last year. What has tangibly changed? And in the offseason, these critical 2 or 3 months since the NFL draft, what happens? Everyone's having their best offseason yet. We have heard negative news about Tank Bigsby out of Jacksonville camp, which is still struggling with consistency, some drops, and that's not a good sign because D'Ernest Johnson, we've seen him trusted as an injury away guy. He's popped a few times with Cleveland. Now he comes over to Jacksonville. He's a pro's pro. He's going to do all the right things. He actually has more juice than a lot of people think. So D'Ernest Johnson, despite the pedigree disadvantage, I think D'Ernest Johnson from Jacksonville is one to watch, and he's going to go for running back 90 plus to 100 as well. I have one more name here, and this one is not going to be super popular, Isaiah Spiller. I'm mentioning Isaiah Spiller because this thing with the Chargers, you want a piece of the puzzle. Who's the cheapest guy? Isaiah Spiller. And I would say this, Kamani Vidal, everyone wants him to win the job. He has minimal pedigree. He's got to rise up. And J.K. Dobbins, can he even get through camp healthy? And how does he look? Is he 70% of what he used to be? Major question marks there. So this running back two job, again, I'm not saying Spiller's the favorite. I'm not even saying he's the second favorite. What I'm saying is it's Breakfast Club. Don't you forget about me with Isaiah Spiller, because he's been one that we liked him coming out. Yes, he fell to the fourth round, but he's a big guy with some agility there, good receiving chops. And again, he really hasn't taken advantage of. So this is why he's in the dart throw category, not the expected category. That's why he's not in the top 60 or 65 dynasty running backs. That's why we're not, you know, he wasn't one that vice gripped the job. And now we're saying that he's going to hold off all challengers this offseason. We're not saying that. But I'm saying there's a very simple story, because Dobbins isn't healthy and all of a sudden he beats out a later day three Kamani Vidal. And to say that that couldn't happen, this is much closer in terms of the probabilities than folks get. You know, I think they would say it's a 5% chance Isaiah Spiller has the running back two job. And I think we need to elevate that much higher, considering the risk factors of profile and health from the other two fighting for that job behind, again, a guy that has not been the stalwart of durability there in the starting role in Gus Edwards.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the flip side, wanted to look at the backup quarterbacks. So these are also guys fading in terms of their cost. Outside the, you know, you're going to see another 10 or maybe even 15 quarterbacks go off the board once we get to quarterback 30 or so. So we're talking mid quarterback 40s, quarterback 50 plus in terms of appeal here. So I'm going to go over guys that have more upside than that as we go through some of the backups here. Let's start with Drew Lock, shall we? Drew Lock is one quarterback 40s in terms of market valuation here. And they're talking up Daniel Jones. I get it, but you know what? He's also a guy that has struggled to stay healthy. He's yet to have much prominence as a passer, period, in his NFL career. Drew Lock, he goes to the Giants. It's an exploitable depth chart. It's one of the few in the NFL, you could say, without an injury, that backup could get in there for a handful of games this year. And so for Drew Lock, he's one that, again, I don't have huge expectations, but when you talk about going all the way down in drafts to a cost of like a third round, fourth round rookie equivalency in a startup draft or the trade market, Drew Lock is absolutely one I'm interested in, because anytime you can get a guy that doesn't need an injury and there's possibilities, there's outs for him to start otherwise. And let's face it, Malik Nabers, they added a notable player, a dynamic option to that position. We hope Wandale Robinson is going to be healthy and a little more of an impact than he has been so far. But they have some pieces there to say that this could be a more successful offense this year than last year. Another one I would mention is Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco went behind a quarterback struggling to stay healthy in Cleveland last year. We saw the run Joe Flacco could have with good enough weapons. Transpose that over to this year. He sharpshoots a landing spot with the Indianapolis Colts. Anthony Richardson missed a ton of games last year. Now we're crossing our fingers that Richardson stays healthy for 17 out of 17, and he could finish as QB1 overall in fantasy this season if he does. However, if he's not, Joe Flacco, still a strong arm. We see him with the Colts. They've added to the Michael Pittman show. They've got a good run game. So I think Joe Flacco is one that could easily be a quality and long-lasting streamer. And Joe Flacco should not be out there when you get all the way to the quarterback 40s and 50s like he currently is. I will also point out Jimmy Garoppolo. So Jimmy Garoppolo going to the Rams. This is an underrated addition here. Jimmy Garoppolo, kind of like Latavius Murray and others of the running back position, where we say, you know, as a starting quarterback with the 49ers, where we were, didn't really like him that much. And we kind of said, you know, we're just kind of waiting for those Jimmy Garoppolo moments. However, you get him, and we've seen the Sean McVay backup be a viable guy. Matthew Stafford, let's rewind about 16 months. We didn't know if he was going to play in the NFL. Had a great year in 2023. But let's not forget, Mr. Iron Man, he takes a ton of shots. And he stayed healthy last year. And for a guy that misses plenty of games and gets beat up quite a bit, let's not project, you know, just high confidence and forget everything previous, like he's going to be playing 17 out of 17 here in 2024. So Jimmy Garoppolo could easily have the keys to the Rams offense, where you get Cooper Kupp healthy, you have Puka Nacua, you have Kieran Williams, you have Blake Corum, and I think a sneaky Colby Parkinson as well at the tight end position, with Tyler Higbee set to miss some time. So Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be one that, going far too late, especially among the backups when we're already there. I also want to mention Mason Rudolph. So Mason Rudolph is there. He's behind Will Levis. Will Levis is one. They're doing everything possible to build around him in Tennessee. However, I am still very, very skeptical. A lot of the underlying numbers as a rookie, not good enough, not putting him on the success track. I will still say he's a guy that fell out of the first round, and including the team that had a point-blank opportunity to take him in round one, the Tennessee Titans. So they passed on him. They ultimately, begrudgingly, took him after he slid all the way out. Mason Rudolph is one that has shown some prominent play. He's one that I think could take advantage as a pocket quarterback of those weapons they have built around in Tennessee. So Mason Rudolph is going to be one of my favorites when you look super deep, and you're probably talking quarterback 55 plus, just getting no respect. He's Rodney Dangerfield, of a guy that's actually had a little bit of a profile there in the NFL of success. And that's far better data points than a completely unproven option that you hope can keep the QB2 role somewhere on a depth chart. So Mason Rudolph, firmly on that list. Tried and true, can't get through this segment without discussing Mike White. So Mike White is another one. Tua Tagovailoa there in Miami. I was all over Mike White and Tua. He stayed healthy, 17 out of 17 last year. Who had that one? That was an unlikely bet, and it just shows it's tough to predict injuries. But you know what? For a guy that we've had durability issues, I'm predicting probably not likely that he goes 17 out of 17 2 years in a row there. So Mike White is one of my favorites. He was last year. I'm doubling down this year. He would inherit a strong offense, huge weapons there. They added Odell Beckham. They've added others to the big time speed, locking up Jalen Waddle, also having Tyreek Hill, and adding even more speed to the backfield with Jalen Wright. So much optimism there to foster a good environment with the system, the weapons, and Mike White could take full advantage there. One other wild card I wanted to mention, Joshua Dobbs. So Joshua Dobbs has bounced around. He's been fantasy viable in all these different spots. I wouldn't say like NFL quarterbacking wise, he's been good though. It's fascinating. And I was talking about this earlier in the offseason. He was with the 49ers. I said, are they really going to get all the way post NFL draft, all the way to critical moments in training camp and the preseason where Joshua Dobbs is the QB2? And I was just skeptical that they would actually go all the way there. They have. So Joshua Dobbs, can he play within the system? I think it's more of a fascinating question mark than saying I'm all in or all out on Joshua Dobbs. And we've seen him wear out his welcome. We've seen him, again, play good in spots, flash a little bit, and then ultimately turn back into a pumpkin. But before that moment, man, he's making pumpkin pie out there. It's dessert time. Everyone is loving what Joshua Dobbs is serving up. So I think it would be a fascinating watch. You know, hopefully Purdy plays 17, but if he doesn't, Joshua Dobbs in there would be a fascinating discussion. We didn't get Sam Darnold last year, which would have been an interesting litmus test. It might really have affected his dynasty valuation if he played well or not well. So he's more of a mystery box as he goes over to Minnesota, and he's probably the week one starter. But I wonder if Joshua Dobbs plays, you've got Shanahan, you've got the weapons, you've got the scheme to make things easy. And I think if he were to look really great or not great, that probably could impact how we're viewing Brock Purdy as well. So I think there's a lot of different things storyline-wise and player value-wise there with the 49ers quarterbacks, depending on how Joshua Dobbs looks if he is able to play this year. One final one I'm going to mention, Tyrod Taylor. So Aaron Rodgers, is he going to stay healthy? Didn't last year. He's you know, going to be compromised with his Achilles injury, his calf. That's not going to change. He's never going to get back up to quote-unquote full strength while he's playing. He's a 40-year-old quarterback. Everyone's expecting things to be great. But if it's not, guess what? We got Tyrod Taylor. We got the righty in the bullpen ready to come in. Put me in, coach. He's a tried and true mid-30s. He has a lot of experience in the NFL. And I think he would keep that Jets offense afloat. So I think Tyrod Taylor is yet another name to keep in mind here of a super cheap backup. And I will finish with this, that when you're looking at roster spots, and typically some of the options I just mentioned are going to be guys you circle back to in August, in September, and it's when you create a roster spot. And what I mean by create a roster spot, it's when you have someone that falls out of favor for warranting a spot. It could be a running back that falls to running back 3 on the depth chart, and you say, hey, he's not an injury away. I'm going to have to wait too long, and this is a very churnable roster spot. So that could be the situation. You also could have a quarterback that loses the number 2 battle. What if you had someone like Sean Clifford or Michael Pratt there in Green Bay? Whoever the loser of that battle is a cuttable option there in Superflex formats. It could be you make a 2-for-1 trade. It could be you trade a player for a pick. You could just have extra roster spots, you know, as you head into some of the busier waiver wire weeks and months coming up. So any of those things. And I find a lot of times in season, I will have a collection of backup quarterbacks where if I have an open roster spot, I will circle to that. And then, you know, I might have to cut them for a week or two, or when their bye week comes up, maybe I have to drop Mason Rudolph because Tennessee's on bye. What's going to happen to Will Levis on the bye? Probably nothing, and far less likely to get hurt than playing a full game of a bunch of dropbacks. So when you have the spot, you circle back to names like this. You probably can't sit there and roster 5 to 10 backup quarterbacks in your, you know, most leagues are 25, 28, 30 roster spots in Superflex. And most leagues don't go deep enough. And the other part is when you do go deep enough, a lot of times they have enough of a tight end premium. You're looking at extra tight ends on your roster as well. So you just can't commit enough roster spots to back up quarterbacks. But that doesn't mean you can't be prepared. That doesn't mean you can't have your list, your watch list of your favorites. Because when in doubt, when you do have an open roster spot, break glass and take your shot. Because the injury rate, we know 50 plus guys are going to start, and there's 32 teams. So you do the math on how many guys, and some of these teams will get down to their third quarterback. So it's a highly interesting position. It's a flippable one. It's a streamable one. And you have a very predictable workload from these quarterbacks, just like a starting running back. So those are my two favorite positions to find backup options that can take on 75-80%+ of what the starter will produce in our lineups. That'll do it in this episode, talking about some super cheap backup running backs, backup quarterbacks. Thank you so much for listening. Reminder, all the premium side stuff. We've got startup draft content, a lot of trade talk. The debut recently in the past week or so of future cast values are up on the UTH positional dynasty rankings lists on the site at uthdynasty.com. So check that out. And also, you want to support the show, become a VIP, get in the VIP chat, sign up at patreon.com/UTH. And again, that's going to be your pathway to 24/7 access. I'm answering questions in there. We got the best, dozens and dozens of the best dynasty owners on the planet, all trying to improve their teams. It's such a positive environment there, and you can be a part of it by signing up as an all pro over there at patreon.com/UTH. I'm Chad Parsons. Until next time, never settle, refuse to be average, and keep building those dynasties.
Hold up. At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.